Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi Britain Broadcasting Israel. We are now studying Psalms 121. This is a song of degrees, Sheh HaMa'alot, of ascension, of going upwards, of uplifting of the spirit. And that is how the expression song of degrees may be explained in Hebrew. Shir HaMa'alot, a song of degrees, can also mean a means of elevating, a means of ascension, a means of going up, a means of reaching out. That is how we use the Psalms. That is how we would like to use the Psalms, as a means to reach out to the Almighty, to extend from ourselves, in order that God will help us, and experience shows that through these Psalms, and through reaching out to God, we do receive help. And this psalm begins, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from hence come my help. I will lift my eyes up to the hills. Where will my help come from? The word translated as hills in the King James Version and in common versions in Hebrew is harim. And harim in Hebrew actually means mountains. To translate it as hills is incorrect. It's not exact, because there are other words that connote hills. And harim means mountains. And S.R. Hirsch explains the first part of this verse as actually being a rhetorical question, as being negatively rhetorical. As if to say, I will lift up mine eyes to the mountains. If I lift up mine eyes to the mountains, where will my help come from? In other words, there's no help there. In this case, the mountains represent higher forces, forces beyond us. Forces that we often turn to, that we consider may help us, can be instrumental in directing us, and we often tend to place them before God, to put them instead of God, and this is a mistake. Such forces can also include the findings of science, or doctors, or psychiatrists, or psychologists, sociologists, and so on, all of whom can help us and are there to help us, and we should turn to them when we need help. We are definitely not rejecting them, but we should put things in perspective, that first of all we should turn to God, and God will help us, and God can help us better than they can, and God can help us instead of they can, and in some cases we have to turn to them when we feel that God is directing us, or that such would be the will of the Almighty. They should never be allowed to interpose between us and the Almighty. They should never be allowed to tell us to do things that are against the will of the Almighty. And we should always realize that they are there to serve as agents of the Almighty. And as soon as they cease to do that, as soon as they do not fulfill their function, we should obviate them. We should always keep in perspective that the Almighty God, the God of Israel, is our first address, is the first person, and the first essence that we should turn to. And that will help us, and that can help us, that God is there for us. And we also find the, as S.R. Hirsch refers to in Ezekiel 18:6, with the mountains, the also translate here translate the same word in Hebrew, harim. In Ezekiel 18:6, it is indeed translated as mountains, as it should be. And here we see these mountains representing a negative influence, or an influence that interposes between the Almighty and a person, that interposes between us and God, and that should not be turned unto. It says, concerning a good person, he enumerates the qualities of a good person, and this verse 18:6 in Ezekiel comes in between the qualities that a good person should have. He says, and have not eaten upon the mountains. In other words, he has not partaken of the intercession of higher powers that are placed there instead of the Almighty, that put themselves up as substitutes for the truth, as substitutes for the biblical laws. I have not participated with them, have not eaten upon the mountains, and also he has not lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel. Israelites, our people also set up for themselves idols. It might be real idols, real things that they worship. It might be substitutes for their mighty false values, things which they consider more important than religion, more important than believing God, more important than obeying the commandments. They too are idols, so a good person will not have done that. He will not have partaken of food with the mountains. He would not have participated in whatsoever they proposed. And also he will not have worshipped the idols of the house of Israel. Neither have he defied his neighbor's wife. He has not taken another man's woman. Neither has he come near to a menstruous woman. And he goes on and he lists the other things that a good person should not do. If he wants God to be with him and he wishes to obey the commandments of the Almighty God of Israel, God can help us, and we should not go to the experts unless we understand what God wants us to do. That is the bottom line. We should first put God before everything, and everything else is there to help us, there to help us serve the Almighty. And he continues in Psalms 121:2, "My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth." God will help us, God can help us, and he is there for us. And he has provided us a means to reach out unto him through the Bible, and through learning about the Bible, and through the truth that is there. If you search for it, it can be found. And he continues, "You'll not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber." God does not sleep. He knows everything. God cannot be deceived. He is not sleeping, and he cannot be deceived. And this works both for the good and the bad for us, because often it happens that sometimes we are sorely tempted based in situations where we want to give into our temptations, want to give into our instincts, and we kid ourselves or try and fool ourselves as if the Almighty will not notice, or it will not matter, or will not count, or we'll do it just this once and it will be forgotten about. So we are told that God is not sleeping, he doesn't sleep. He sees everything, and he knows before and after, and we should be aware of this, and not forget it. As he goes on, "The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade upon your right." And the Hebrew word, translated as shade upon your right, is tzilcha. It can also be translated as mean inning your shadow. As if to say, God is your shadow, and the Midrash says that God acts like a shadow, just like a person's body moves, and his shadow reflects his movements. So to the Almighty can be like a shadow to us. If we do God, God is there to do good for us, and vice versa, God forbid. So this is worth remembering, and the Midrash does not come to give an alternate explanation. It does not give an explanation instead of the simple meaning. It comes to give us an extra dimension, another aspect of the truth, and we should take this together with the other explanations and take them all together and take the truth that is in them and apply it to ourselves. And this is how you learn, and this is how learning is done. It says, "The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul." In Hebrew, the word for soul is nafshecha, from the word nefesh. Nefesh in Hebrew is translated as soul in many cases, but it actually also means some life force, your mind, your psyche, your being, your powers of thinking, the faculty of comprehension. All that is encompassed in the term nefesh. So God will keep us sane and healthy. He will help us. He will help us preserve our mental faculties. He will help us preserve our powers of thinking in the right direction. He will not let us be polluted by outside forces. In 121 verse 8, it says, "The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." So God will help you, and God will watch over you. It's a hush Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, a great rabbi who we quote from quite frequently and whose commentaries have helped us exceedingly. S.R. Hirsch emphasizes that God watching over us includes not only keeping us physically safe, God does not only look after us, look after our physical being, but God watching over us also helps us morally and psychically, spiritually, that we not be infected by outside forces. So if we call unto God, if we cleave unto God, even though we don't know all the kinds of things around us, the people we work with, our family, I don't know who, but a person gets themselves in all kinds of situations, and a person can be affected very quickly and very easily, adversely, by negative influences from those around him, from those surrounding him. We should always try and be on good terms with those around us. That is the best policy, and that's the policy that the Almighty wants of us. But nevertheless, we should not be infected by them. We should not be influenced negatively by them, and we should not let them pervert us or destroy us or turn us from the right path. So here we got the psalm is saying that we are calling unto God to help us, to preserve us, and to keep us strong and keep us with him, that we be of his portion. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Banbury, Brit and Broadcasting, Israel.